Chapter 7. Bob in Danger. Bob sat down next to a bike and began examining one of the parts. He was so interested in what he was doing that he didn't hear the garage door open quietly and two men enter. A hand on his shoulder made him turn round suddenly.
"I surprised you, didn't I?" said a voice.
It was Frankie Lewis. Monty was with him. Bob tried to stand up, but Frankie pushed him down.
"Not so fast, Bob," said Frankie,
his face close to Bob's.
"Remember what we spoke about last time we met?"
Bob didn't reply. Monty pulled Bob's arm hard behind his back.
"When Frankie asks a question, he expects an answer," he said.
"I heard what you said, Frankie," said Bob, "and the answer's the same as it was then. I'm not sabotaging a bike for you."
"Maybe Monty will make you change your mind,"
said Frankie, nodding to Monty. Monty made a fist with his hand.
"I don't care what you do to me," said Bob bravely. "I won't change my mind."
"Do what you want to him, Monty,"
said Frankie, pulling out his penknife and beginning to clean his fingernails with it. The knife cut one of his fingers and it started to bleed. Frankie furiously threw the penknife onto the floor. It landed near the bike.
"Go on, Monty!"
Frankie shouted angrily.
"Teach him a lesson he won't forget!"
Monty hit Bob hard on the nose with his fist. Blood poured onto Bob's chin.
"Well,"
said Frankie,
"this is your last opportunity to do what I tell you."
Bob shook his head.
"I told you I'm not doing it,"
he managed to say. He was sure that Monty had broken his nose. It was still bleeding, and it hurt a lot. Frankie put a hand in his pocket and pulled out a bottle.
"Do you know what this is?"
he asked Bob, holding the bottle close to Bob's face. Bob tried to turn his head away. Monty grabbed him by the hair and pulled him towards Frankie.
"This bottle contains liquid heroin,"
Frankie said angrily.
"If I pour it into the petrol tank of that bike you're working on and start the bike, what do you think will happen?"
Bob tried again to turn away, but Monty held him tightly.
"I'll tell you what will happen," Frankie continued slowly. "The heroin mixture will mix with the air, and you, Bob, will breathe it all in. And do you know what will happen then?"
"Tell him, boss! Tell him what will happen!"
said Monty, laughing.
"Our friend Bob here will get an overdose of heroin and..."
Frankie smiled.
"He'll die."
"I remember you did that once to one of your friend's bikes," said Monty, smiling.
Frankie put his face close to Bob's once again.
"Do you remember you left the delivery business because you were dying to work with bikes?"
he asked quietly.
"Well, now you'll get your opportunity to die with your bike. Is that what you want, Bob?"
he asked.
"Do you want to die?"
"You can't do this, Frankie. The police will get you,"
said Bob.
"We'll see about that,"
Frankie replied.
"Monty and I have got plans for you."
He looked at Monty and smiled.
"You won't know what's happening to you," he continued. "And then, when they find you, everyone will think you've committed suicide. Now, is it worth dying for? All you have to do is sabotage the favourite's bike. The bike that I bet on must win. I'll even give you £500 for doing the job. And then we can all go home richer and happier."
Bob shook his head.
That's the way you do things, Frankie, he said. Not me.
Frankie's eyes looked mean.
Okay. You asked for this, he said, putting his hand inside his jacket pocket and taking out a syringe. Grab his arm and hold him tightly, Frankie ordered Monty.
Bob knew exactly what Frankie was going to do. He had to escape, and quickly, but Monty was holding his arm tightly. Bob thought fast and kicked Monty hard on his leg. Monty dropped Bob's arm and rubbed his leg. This gave Bob the opportunity he had been waiting for. He made a fist with his hand, pulled his arm back, and punched Frankie hard on the chin. Frankie fell backwards, and the syringe flew out of his hand, landing in a corner of the garage. Bob ran towards the door.
Grab him!
Frankie shouted to Monty as Bob approached the door. Monty ran in front of Bob and stood with his back against the door. Frankie walked slowly towards Bob, who was now standing between him and Monty. Bob looked down and saw a heavy spanner lying near the door. He suddenly threw himself onto the floor, grabbed the spanner, and stood up, waving it in front of him.
"The first person who comes near me gets this," he said, breathing heavily. "Now get out of here, both of you!" "Okay, you've won this time, Bob," said Frankie, smiling. "Come on, Monty," he said. "Let's get out of here."
As Frankie turned to leave, he looked over his shoulder at Bob and saw that Bob had lowered the spanner to his side. Immediately, Frankie ran to Bob and knocked the spanner from his hand.
"Grab him, quickly!"
Frankie shouted to Monty. Monty caught Bob and held him very tightly. Bob couldn't move a muscle. Frankie walked to the corner and picked up the syringe.
"Do you remember the good old days, Bob?" he said in a mean voice.
He put the syringe close to Bob's arm.
"You'd have given anything then for a syringe full of heroin, wouldn't you?"
Bob tried hard to get free, but Monty was very strong.
"Pull his sleeve up," Frankie ordered.
"No!"
Bob screamed.
"Don't do it, Frankie! Don't do it!"
With Bob's sleeve pulled up high, Frankie stuck the needle deep into a vein in Bob's arm. The heroin flowed easily and quickly. When the syringe was empty, Frankie threw it on the floor and pulled Bob's sleeve down.
"You stupid idiot!"
cried Frankie as Bob fell to the floor. Then he gave Monty the bottle of liquid heroin.
"Open the petrol tank and pour this in," he ordered Monty.
Monty smiled.
"Okay, boss," he said.
Monty opened the petrol tank and slowly poured the liquid in. When the bottle was empty, he put it next to the syringe on the floor. Frankie picked up both the syringe and the bottle and cleaned them.
"You idiot!" he cried. "Have you forgotten about fingerprints? The police will check these for fingerprints!"
"So what?"
asked Monty, confused.
"If they find our fingerprints, they'll know that we did it, stupid!"
Frankie replied. He went over to Bob, who lay on the ground, dying from the overdose of heroin. Bob was too weak to resist as Frankie lifted one of Bob's hands and pressed his fingertips against the syringe and then the bottle.
"Now they'll find Bob's fingerprints, not ours," said Frankie, satisfied. "And now the final step," he said as he climbed onto the bike and started the engine. "Come on! Let's get out of here quickly,"
Frankie told Monty. He and Monty ran out of the garage, laughing as smoke from the bike filled the air. Bob lay on the ground next to the bike, breathing in the smoke mixed with heroin. He knew that the smoke and the overdose were more than enough to kill him, but he could only lie there, hoping that someone would come into the garage and find him.